That is what Jake does. When I interviewed him, he would look away. He'd look.
Well, there you go. He's plus. As it got on, as it
clip this and send it to Jake Paul, everyone. All right, you lot, welcome back to Waffling. Obviously, the boys are in great uniform today. They're wearing these Waffling merchandise options that I basically ordered because I really want to get them made, like now. So, which one do you like best out of these two? Obviously, as well, we've got that. Wait, Tom, get it up now. That one that I keep wearing, the turquoise.
One that's been worn in every episode.
Okay, yeah, that's the spunky one. But yeah, we want to pick some colours. Also, wait, we've got these. So I hate this one.
That is Space Jam.
Ready?
Mate, that could be.
Or is it good? What do you think?
That is the what's the female in Space Jam?
It's not Lola Bunny.
That's the Lola Bunny version.
No, she wears white.
Yeah,
mate.
White and red.
White, yeah, no,
like
yeah.
The Bulls.
And then also, boys, I got this one right. So this one has the actual Waffling logo on. Oh. I think it's shit, but let me know.
This one is not happening. Mate, that when is you not
put,
coming
when you,
out.
Wait, Joe, when you put that in the chat, I was under the impression you actually thought it was good.
Yeah, because
really?
The picture you sent.
I messaged Luke.
Get your photo up now, Tom.
I messaged Luke like, surely.
What, you messaged him privately?
He was like, mate, that is fucking awful. Surely he doesn't think that is good.
I just thought it was an idea. Anyways, we know it doesn't work.
This one is obviously going to get the number one vote.
Do you reckon?
Oh, come on.
It's the fruitiest.
We got the fruity audience.
Do you know what I mean? As well, we were thinking for the Euros to bring out like a retro football shirt.
Yeah, and...
Wait, should I not say that in case like the fellas steal the idea or some shit?
No, I've been reaching out to some people that I know.
Oh, they keep airing us.
Keep getting aired.
Yeah, we have been
Waffling audience, this is what you need to do. Tell them, Malfoy.
If you know a classic football shirt...
Manufacturer,
let us know.
Or if your dad does it in his spare time, like anyone...
That's actually very common because there's a lot of things that have happened.
Well, yeah, because we want to get them made and I think it would look sick for the Euros representing Waffling. But yeah, in more important news, boys... Where you are sitting right now...
Whoa, what's happened?
I know where this is going.
I am 100% convinced we have had paranormal activity in this house. Okay, and I'm not... No, this isn't any bullshit. And I know you're going to probably think I'm chatting shit. What?
I spoke to Janine about this in the car on the way here.
Yes.
And she was like, you can't take the piss out of him because just because he has a different belief to you, you shouldn't take the piss out of
him. It's not a belief, bruv. We've had an experience and it's not just me that's seen it.
I'm not here to judge.
Weller, can you tell us what this experience was?
Okay, so basically, me and my girlfriend, were just like, I don't need to do that anymore. We're in my room, just laying in bed talking, and this door, like, of the Waffling room was slightly open, and I just saw a flash. And I thought, oh, the Waffling lights, like, this setup had just, like, flashed. You know, like, it trips every now and then, like, the electrics.
Yeah.
It just flashed. Didn't think anything of it. I was in mid... shagging.
Oh, there you go.
And basically, I saw a flash, like as though, you know, like a phone, iPhone torch, like just when it takes a photo, that, but it was from like near the wardrobe in my room. And I just thought, it must just be something electronic. I said it to her, I said, did you see the flash? She had her eyes shut at the time. She was awake. Wait, she wasn't asleep.
No, she was conscious, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, like I hadn't, like, I wasn't doing.
She's just laying there.
I can say it. Anyway, so yeah, she was fully awake and conscious, and I was making love.
Thanks for clearing that up.
But I did see this flash. She didn't, and I think she just thought I was like stalling or something. True. I don't know.
Nervous wreck.
Then it was after we had finished making love, and we were laying there just like cuddling. That then, and I was drifting off to sleep. That then she saw a flash. From the corner. So my one was in the wardrobe. Her one was in like the corner she saw. And then that's when she shut up because she's very like, she studies like biology, like very like scientific, like ghosts are not real, like that sort of thing. Like there's got to be a logical reason behind
she's
everything.
She's very logical.
Yeah, she's like you.
Logical human being.
Yes. And the fact that she saw it, that's when it was like, right, what the fuck? There is something. Like, she has seen it, I've seen it. And we basically then turfed the whole room out. All the electrics were off. The fact that this had happened from different points in the room and supposedly in the Waffling room, it was like we were at this point shut up. I then get this thing called, like, white sage, which I bought off Amazon, which apparently if you burn around the house can get rid of evil energies and spirits.
And what time is this happening?
This was at around... 4 a.m.
She said to me that she thought Joe had a camera in the wardrobe and was secretly filming them having sex.
I thought I was. You
that
know,
sounds like
before
realistic,
you said
it?
You checked the room. I was like, did you check under your bed for the guy sitting there with a camera?
Well, that's the thing. We did actually go under there. Do you know what we found? Oh, no, I can't say that. Oh, I'm going to say it. Well, we found... dildo.
Oh, my Jesus.
Why do you still have it?
I didn't know it was under there.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. Why the fuck would I know that that's under there, bruv?
Why is it not there?
Brother. I did... bruv, I did not
so
know...
So what did you do with this said dildo?
No, it's still there, bruv.
Bruv.
No, it's there right now.
And you...
So you haven't removed it?
Have you cleaned it at least?
He hasn't touched it.
I haven't touched it. Okay, yes. Yeah, it's very much still there. I need to get rid.
Anyways, beside the point.
Beside the point.
No one mentioned a dildo, mate.
So, beside that, yeah, there's nothing under the bed. There's nothing anywhere that could be producing this light. Anyways, I sage the house, like burn and effervesce it all around every room in the house. Open all the windows, like say please, like, you're not well. I was like, you're not welcome here, spirit. Please, can you leave?
We have 4 a.m. You're okay.
Yeah. Wait, I'll show you a video. Wait, no. Get the overlay it now, Tom. Like, this is me.
You haven't gone crazy.
No, but this is the thing. You're all going to think I'm just nuts, but this is legit, and it's been seen by me and my logical wife.
At 4 a.m. when you're really tired, you're probably
no, bro, out of the loop. No. Anyways, fast forward to last night.
Oh, wait, this happened. Oh, I thought this all happened last night.
No.
Okay.
So that happened the night before.
Yeah.
Last night, we're there, like, just talking, whatever.
Talking.
Around, no, we were this time, just literally talking. Yeah. But we were a bit, like, shit scared that it might happen, but it hadn't happened. We'd been in the room for a long while, and then it happened again, but it was in front of the door. Like, so it wasn't in the corner, it wasn't by the wardrobe, it was in front of the door, flash, and it instantly, both of us saw it, and it was like, fuck, I just started shouting, please leave, you're not welcome here. I literally, it's scary, because like, what the fuck is it? It's not actually threatening, it's not doing anything mental, but what, there's nothing to fucking explain that.
Wait.
And that's what I want to say, has anyone experienced this, where you, like, light form, because something's producing that fucking energy, bruv.
So are you,
something's doing it. And I don't know if it's still in here right now. It might be in here fucking right now, but it only has happened when it's dark.
Are you... So, to get this straight, you're seeing it, like, in the corner of your eye?
No,
like,
we're fucking seeing it.
So you're seeing the...
Like, we see... I can see what it looks like. It's, like, really bright centre. Like, the bright centre. And it lights up the whole room. Just this quickest flash. But you can see the source. You can see the centre.
That's what I was
going
to say. Was it... You can see the source, which is an interesting one.
Well, because here's what I was thinking, right? We get this message from you at, like, what, like 5 a.m., 6 a.m.?
Yeah, you probably think, oh, he's had loads of ganja and
he's gone batshit crazy.
Yeah, that's what everyone fucking thinks, and it winds me up.
The fact that your girlfriend has seen it,
yeah,
to me, is proof that something dodgy has gone on. Obviously, naturally, my mind wants to go to, it's got to be something reasonable,
like a car.
And likely. A car, yeah, but...
I know. I'm just, an example.
Just
an example.
Approaching your bedroom door.
You're that fucking M25. I've got running through the fucking room.
Yeah, someone outside flashing their lights.
No, mate. That's the thing. If it was just, you can't see where the light's coming from, fair enough. But you see it, and it's happened in different areas. If it's fucking happened in here, and then 3 times in my room, it's like, and it's in different places. There's no sound to it. It's not like a bang. But it's, yeah,
so you're
man.
You're not going
to
be staying by yourself.
I'm not staying. I'm going
to
stay at home.
The only thing you can do now is either sell the house or go upstairs to the loft and face it.
Well,
this
is the thing. The loft. I don't know. This is the other thing. So in my bedroom chest of drawers, I've had a Ouija board in those chest of drawers, like basically the whole time.
Why is it still?
And also that bear that went off in that haunted video that we did on Halloween. Tom, overlay it now, right? This bear that has sensors all over it and only goes off if it's touched, and it went off in this fucking haunted inn that we filmed at. I've had that was sat outside my room, just in the doorway.
Which, fuck that, after it went off in that, wherever we were, that horrible place, I would have binned it.
Yeah. So I've had two things that Ouija board has functioned. I've had that work in Michelin Priory one time with my family, and then that bear... obviously went off, but those things, both in my room, nothing's ever happened before, but I'm wondering if there's a link to that. Now, the other thing, and I don't know if this is a bit more far-fetched, but for my birthday, my cousin got me this, right? Which is, so this is meant to be
it's
protection
a necklace.
Eye, which protects you against, like, jealous, evil sort of energy, right? I don't know if it's all bollocks, but this is the thing. Apparently, I researched... depending on what colour orbs you see or flash, a white light is protection.
Oh, so you're fine.
But that's what I'm saying. What if there's some fucking thing connected to this, bruv?
Where'd you get it
and
from
also
Argos?
What she gave me at the same time was she's like been into like crystals and whatnot. Anyway, she gives me this one that's just like, oh yeah, I've not really like, I've not felt good around this one, but just because it's, I don't feel good around it doesn't mean that you won't. So she's like, I'll give you this crystal as well as this. What if that's like fucking doing something? I don't know, but something's come into this house, bruv. I don't know what it is, and it's fucking shitting me up, and it's not listening when I tell it to leave.
Why aren't you leaving? Look, this,
this is no, but it's why isn't it? Leave.
This is what I'm going to say.
What
is? I have never experienced that, but I believe what you're saying, and what you're saying is that it's there for to protect you. So be at one with it. Try and connect with it.
Yeah,
it's
but there, I'm not happy with that,
mate. What, you're just going to be scared for the rest of your life? You need to come on, bring it face on. If it's a white lie, what did you say? It protects you.
Yeah, but you don't know for sure. That's just a
what's high... it, mate, what's it going to do?
We'll just flash a little bit. It's just... It's just
like, mate, you've seen horror movies.
Yeah, I know.
You just don't want it. It's something that you don't know. It's like...
Well, you've got two options. You either connect with it and become its mate, or you sell the house.
Why is it turning up while I'm shagging, mate?
Because it's connected to you.
Could be worse times to turn up for it, I guess.
We all know what it's doing in the corner.
Is it wanking one out?
Go on, Joe. Keep going.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? That's him doing spirits bath.
Do you not think...
Spirits bath.
You got a pervert as a spirit.
Maybe
my spinning guide. This was spinning, but this is the other thing, guys. This is the other thing. I'd say I'm very susceptible to like energies and that lot.
Oh,
and recently, for the past week or so, I felt a little bit more like emotional than normal, like a little bit like uneasy, like not comfortable. Like even a couple of times, mate. You know, like the dreaded, oh shit, I can't get a rod on, because like I'm just I'm almost like feeling a bit more weird. Like I really want to have sex, and then it's like, oh shit. mate, it's happened a couple of times over the past week when it hasn't happened in ages. Wait, what if that is because there is a presence in the house? What if there, I don't know, like...
It's trying to mess with you. It's trying to stop your sexual being because it wants to be the one doing that.
Do you not think after doing all these things, like going to haunted houses and shit, like why are you still scared of it?
Because I know it's real now. Oh. I've had experiences that I know it's fucking real.
So are you scared of the fact that it's going to... like make you jump and make you scared,
or like be dragged down the stairs?
Well, no. I don't think it's going to do some like the stuff you see in like Hollywood films where it gets a knife and starts doing this and that. It's just a fact of like it's trying to communicate in some way. I believe it's here, and it's just a fact of like I'm not in control of this. I don't you don't fully know what it is, what it wants, why it's here, how did it get here? It's the unknown.
It's not the first. Like we was in the Holiday Inn, Premier Inn. Do you remember that? We were in the Premier Inn and you literally came and slept in my bedroom because you were scared about the ghost in your room.
No.
Well, that happened.
Well, yeah, no, I was just, I get scared that if I'm sleeping outside of my house, I think in my house, the reason, mate, a large reason why I bought this house is because it was a new build and it hasn't got any like history where people could have died in it because fuck that, I couldn't relax in it.
What's it been built on?
No, but that's the thing.
Yeah, did you check?
So it's built on, well, it's just a back garden, but obviously we are, down the road is where the back, like, took place. Please bleep that, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, please bleep
that.
Because I've just revealed where I live.
down the road on my postcard.
Yeah. So, anyways, battles happened around here. So, you never know, but this is something new. Like, I've lived here for 3 years now, and I've never experienced anything like this, ever. And I've had, obviously, people come in and out. Like, don't get me wrong. I feel like people could be bringing in different things as they come in and out. I don't know. We don't know enough about it, but it's fucking spooky.
Do you reckon this happens a lot more than we think, but people like me who sort of don't believe in it just bat it off as, oh yeah, the light flickered on off. Do you know what I'm, saying? But you are more connected to this sort of stuff.
Yeah,
so
but bro, if you saw what we saw, you'd be feeling exactly how I'm feeling because there's no explanation for it.
I'm not denying that. Why has it not happened?
I think it would be interesting.
Do you know what I mean? You're talking about
we all do a big fat waffling haunted video.
Yeah, but it has to be something that is a proper haunted place, not just going to some like random.
No,
abandoned
I'm talking
building.
Just no. I'm talking here, like as in we get to the bottom of this.
What, and uncover it? What do you think? But do you genuinely think like you could hunt a ghost?
Not
in this
hunt
house?
It, but I think if I roll a camera all night. There's a chance that it's happened the past two nights.
Slap a GoPro on.
We need
in
a camera that just rolls consistently. And I, it's happened. Yeah.
You can put a GoPro on charge. Make sure you're recording. You know, your bedroom, your bed, and like all that area.
But if you had seen, let's say you're in Joe's shoes and you thought you had seen this orb, or you knew you had, should I say, would you then want to film it and have video evidence that you have seen a real thing? Would that make me more scared?
I feel bad for Joe, because the one thing that really pisses me off is that if I'm telling you the truth,
yeah,
and someone's there like,
bullshit.
Yeah, that's so frustrating.
The most aggravating feeling.
Especially
in the
when it is something
world.
Like this, which is obviously so hard to believe. Like, there's no reason for us to believe you're saying this other than the fact that you're our friend and we trust you.
I don't not believe what you're saying. It's the thing you're... See, I don't not believe in it either. I just have never had proof of it. Do you get what I'm saying?
And as well, like, the human brain is designed to, like, there's got to be a reason behind everything.
Yeah, no, that's
like, there's not a logical reason. Oh, what? There's just random flash of energy. Just, what the fuck? And it's doing it randomly, spontaneously, and there's absolutely no explanation.
I'm a pretty logical person. That's my issue.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, fuck. Wait. I just hate it's in my fucking house.
It is, Pete, because you will never sleep here by yourself.
Yeah, it's like, it's going to take...
Mate, eventually you'll get to the point, if you're not going to sell the house, you will have to take it on.
I'm probably... We're going to have to do that tonight. I think what will happen is the girls... So basically, what it's been is that me, Elliot, my girl and his girl, that we've been staying here, like, consistently... And that's not been too many other... There's not been anyone else really coming in and out. Yeah. So I think it will just be us four. Tonight, we'll set a camera up and we'll just film and we'll sit in that room and just see what happens. But
maybe...
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, it could be one of them where he ain't going to come out and say hello.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Unless you're on your own.
They're not a performing monkey. But anyways, let us know. If you had any experiences like this, I'd love to like know and just see if there's a similar thing, if you've got any answers, because it's just fucked me up. Now, guys, hello. Today, we don't have a sponsor as normal, but we do have Waffling Mafia member, Abby's Cakery, who's been supplying the boys with the best brownies, and I'm not even exaggerating here, the best brownies we have ever tried. And here are the slutty brownies, part cookie, part brownie. Yeah, stunning. Now you, I believe you can win them. Is that right?
Yeah.
If you go to her Instagram, which is Abby's Cakery _, there'll be a post of us boys holding these. Follow the instructions that are on that post and you could win some slutty or any type of brownies that you'd like.
Do you want one?
Yeah, I do. Thanks, mate. Anyways, back on with the show. In other news, obviously Jake Paul... Ben Askren, we've been seeing them two go at it, and obviously they had a press conference. We've just literally watched it downstairs before this. Before anything, who do you think won the press conference?
Oh, it's so hard
I to think
tell.
At the beginning, Ben was on top.
Okay.
I felt like Jake was a bit of a... He may not have come across as nervous, but I think you could hear it in his breathing and his voice. He was pretty nervous. And the fact that he wasn't looking at Ben. Did you notice this? He was just looking straight on. He never met... Ben was staring at him for eye contact. Jake would not look at
him. But that is what Jake does. When I interviewed him, he would look away. He'd look... Because you look him in the eye and that's when there's a bit of like...
Well, there you go. He's pussy. But as it got on, as it...
Clip this and send it to Jake Paul, everyone. Pussy.
As it got on, I feel like Jake, he warmed into it.
Yep.
He started getting on top of Ben. And I felt like towards the end, Jake got the upper hand. But I think deep down, like Jake even said it, deep down, I think he just finds Ben quite funny. Like, I found Ben very funny during that.
The thing with Jake,
he just seemed like he didn't give a fuck.
You've seen it in every press conference. I think all he's got is, like, being rude. But I know that's almost the idea, like, goading each other. Yeah. But I almost feel like he's just a cunt, but, like, only a cunt. And there's nothing, like, he does all that, like, fake laughing.
That's his
like,
personality.
What you said, that his was so funny as, like, a joke.
So right, so Jake Paul, high-control individual, right? He wants to be, whatever it takes to just be in control of that moment.
Yeah, of course.
And when he's not in that control, he will resort to things by, like, just going, you try and speak, and going, whatever it takes to just be on top, there's no boundaries, right? But as you saw, like when I interviewed him, you stay composed with him and you just sort of like answer back, like you basically make him almost feel like he's being a child and just being a little boy. And you start to see him get a bit more like, because he wants to see you capitulate. Right now, what obviously Ben did well is he like stayed composed. And is obviously, I think he just sees Jake as a kid that's stupid. But I think at the same time, Ben is underestimating Jake a little bit. I straight up do. And I think Jake is far more motivated in the direction. Yeah, no. He's got a clear path of where he wants to go with this. Ben, I think it's a payday. I think he wants to, like, just, you know, have a fight and shut this guy up. But it's not the be-all and end-all of his life.
100% agree with you. I think for Jake, rather, he can't lose this. If Jake loses this, Done.
Curtains. Yeah. I don't think you'll let that happen.
But if Ben loses it, like, you don't care.
Yeah, it's irrelevant.
As Jake even said, it's as big as payday.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Ben couldn't give a fuck. Yep. That's what I got from this. He literally couldn't care. If he wins, obviously he wants to win. But if he loses, is he going to care about people taking a piss out of him? No.
Well, because that's... I watched a clip from him on Impulsive. And, like, Logan and Mike were... like, literally going in at him, like, your life's going to be ruined, Jake's going to beat you, like, how are you going to live with yourself? And he's literally there, like, mate, I don't care if I lose.
I swear, like, he just lives in, like, the outback.
Ben said, I don't care if I lose.
But that was his mentality. He was like, if I lose, like, it's not over for me. That's the thing, it doesn't matter.
He's lost before, he's had so many fights, it's almost like how McGregor is now. Like, once you've lost, and you've had so many, like, it's almost like, it's not the be-all and end-all, so you're, there's not so much on the line, and it's like, payday, I like fighting, whatever happens, happens. Whereas Jake, it's like, this is where I want to go, and I do believe that Jake will win.
He's also not lost.
Yeah, I know, I do think Jake will win. I feel like,
on what? I think he wants it more.
I think it's right in the sense of, like, when you hear Jake saying, look, I've been training boxing, and that is what I do, that is, whoever's got the more experience in boxing, I feel like will prevail. Obviously, Ben has got more experience fighting, but he's saying, oh, yeah, I've done wrestling, I've done jiu-jitsu, but that's not boxing.
Yeah.
And I think just the muscle memory, like, doing it, like, stay the focus on it, I just feel like Jake, and just obviously ability, like, he has got talent. Yeah, like, he does. We haven't seen him against a proper fighter, don't get me wrong. Saying Nate Diaz, saying obviously what we saw against Gibb, Deji, like, that's not, that you can't say we've seen him put up against anything that can really tell us if he's got it, but this will be a good indication. This is a real fighter, a hard guy. Like,
I don't think we should write off the experience of Ben. Like, he's 36. He's obviously, like, during that press conference, you could tell Ben was older, and, like, this child has just been...
He was funny at points. Like, he was funny.
But I think you shouldn't write off his experience in the ring or in a fighting environment. I think that will count for a lot. Especially, he's probably got a good chin.
Yeah.
Like, if you're an MMA fighter, like, you know how to take a fight. From what I've seen online,
like, he has got a good chin.
You know when Jake, like, slapped him in the stomach? He didn't even move.
But it's the thing, like, there'll be people that going, oh, you lot aren't boxing experts, how can you say these things, whatever. But it doesn't take a boxing expert to say, like, what Theo's saying. Do you know what I mean? It's just facts, like... there's an element of experience that Ben will bring to the table. I just think ultimately the hunger, desire, the more recent activity that Jake Paul has had as well, I think will prevail, and I think he'll knock him out.
What is similar to JJ? JJ beat Logan.
Yeah.
He wanted it more.
Yeah.
Do you not think? Like, if Jake wants this more, I think Jake will win.
And that's the thing. He was asked in that press conference, would he now fight JJ?
Yeah.
And he thinks that he's too far ahead of him now. I think that fight is gone.
I think...
It's dodgy because in order to, like... I mean, we're hearing all of JJ's coaches say it. Like, even... I think JJ himself said, like, I need a fight or two or whatever to even just get into the flow of boxing again. But I who's got that time? But like,
I think,
do you know what I mean?
What's the point? Like, he's absolutely smashing music. Like, No one... I'm not being funny. The audience, like, do they really want Jake KSI now? Like, isn't that a bit old?
Do you want Jake Paul versus KSI? Like, let's comment down below right now. Do you want it?
Like, it would be... Don't get me wrong, it would be sick. It'd be a sick event.
Well, yeah, I mean...
But, like,
yeah.
He's just smashing his music. The only reason
he would take it is to actually complete the legacy.
If he beat Jake, that would be like... It'd be cemented. Like, he is a legend history of Earth.
It does feel, like, somewhat incomplete, but... with that in mind, like, I don't think there's any reason for him to take the fight.
If we've learned anything in YouTube, people forget and move on so fast.
Oh, yeah, mate. Like, 1 week, like, even on Waffling, every week, there's a different opinion of all of us. Oh, Theo's so funny now. Next week, Theo's a bit getting cocky ahead of himself.
Theo's a goblin, even people
saying, like, oh, we want Luke involved in the podcast more. Now that he's sat in the middle, above the logo, oh, he's taken and stolen the show. Fuck him. Like, it's just like every week, like...
I got a
there's,
comment.
There's something different. Go on, wait, what was it?
Because this one actually, sort of, you know...
Well, it was deep.
Well, because I think it the same.
You think the same?
Yeah. Theo's posture, 4 exclamation marks.
What, is it bad?
Why does his neck go so far forward like a bird?
Like a bird?
No, it is true. If I watch back on Garden FC videos, I play football like this.
Well, so does Frank Lampard. Get it up, Tom. Look at Frank Lampard's posture.
Remember you bought that back support thing? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we, like, both sacked it off after, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't.
Well, I want to
start again.
That's a real big, like I do. I have an upper curvature of the spine, probably.
Yeah, and that comes from school, mate. That's why, you know, like, when you sit on stools at school in lessons, that's actually, like, well bad for your, like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sue.
Like, yeah, we should fucking cancel stools. Everything should have good back posture.
Mate, I'm learning to sit cross-legged now.
What, with your yoga?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. In other news, Logan Paul signed by the WWE.
Yeah, what
wait.
Fuck
hang
off.
Hang on, rewind. Has he been signed or is he just doing an appearance?
I mean, I saw it reported that Vince McMahon has signed him on a big contract.
The Sun giving this.
Oh, the Daily Star was like that, but you know what I mean?
I'm
pretty
sure he's just doing an appearance.
But still, isn't it funny, right? Bitter Weller coming out again. Are you ready for this? Who was the first to do WWE videos on YouTube, mate?
The first ever person.
The first, mate, I was.
Yeah, no, WWE weren't doing it on YouTube.
No, but isn't it interesting how all of these things...
Why didn't he just do it? Like, surely Logan would make a sick
WWE
wrestler.
I know, it would be sick. It would. No, mate, he'd be quality.
Actor, athlete. But put them together, WWE.
Well, yeah. I think, but that's the way it's all got to go.
Would you do it? If you ever got the phone
mate,
call.
Mate, obviously. Mate, I'm telling you, me and Elliot, right, as a doing them on each other, we have more skill than some, and entertainment value, than some of the people that are doing it now.
Yeah.
Mate, we fucking do.
Yeah.
Mate, well, you don't believe it?
Maybe entertainment value. Maybe. Yeah, maybe
we got the skills to pay the bills.
Yeah, you versus Sheamus. See who comes out the top.
No, but it's all about working, because obviously it's choreographed. It's like how you... What? Like, can work with someone.
Not allowed to call it fake.
No, but it is fake.
Did you watch the Rogan interview with the Undertaker?
Yeah, some of it. Why?
It's quite interesting. He's like WWE wrestlers back in the day. I don't think they get enough credit of what they put their bodies through.
Oh, mate, it's relentless. It's actual, like they're all going to be fucked. They're obviously, all of my them. Young girl... No, not young. It's 22, like... Anyways, my girlfriend, so she studies, like, basically, like, biology and all this thing, the brain and everything, whatever... But even just like boxers, like wrestlers, they are all like guaranteed to literally go mental.
Curtains.
Like footballers. It's fucked.
What? You know now we're not allowed to head the ball under 14.
Yeah.
Mate, I've had to do this for my degree, reading about like the concussion crisis in sport. Obviously, like a few years ago, the NFL had to set aside like a $1 billion settlement.
Oh, yeah.
Four players that were retiring that now suffering like neurological disorders like Alzheimer's.
The Alan Shearer documentary said like you're like, I don't know if it's 50%, but it's a high chance more if you play football and you head the ball a lot, you'll just get Alzheimer's.
Because mate, imagine that hitting your head
constantly. That is not meant to happen. There's certain parts of your brain gets hit, boom, curtains. Like bleed on the brain, done. Or even things that like may happen now and you'll see the impact afterwards. But there's so many things like... Even the certain food, like your body's not designed to have sugar like it does. Like, as in, do you know what I mean? Like, here and go, right, let's shelter ourselves from everything that could be damaging, you can have a shit life. It's almost like you have to go, even this DJ career thing, my ears.
You'll probably lose your hearing.
There's a chance where there's going to be that.
It's going to be tough, but game is game.
The game is the game. You just got to decide how you're going to play it.
Call me a pussy, I barely head the ball.
Oh, Theo.
But that's because I had a hair transplant.
Just get out of here. Anyways, wait, I did, obviously speaking about that merch, I did actually buy my girlfriend some merch. I'm going to quickly get it. Wait, one sec. Got it from Amazon.
You're so proud of this, whatever it
is. What do you mean?
You just walked in and go, look at what they got.
Hey? Daddy? Oh. Wait, so it's like a cheerleader outfit.
Wait, so you're the NFL, wait, he's the daddy.
I'm the NFL player, mid-game, and I see to my left... The young, I keep saying young, but it's just a
your role
speech.
Playing, doing well in sport, and having a nice girlfriend to go back to.
Well, this is the thing I'm noticing more and more. Like, mate, role play and just like sort of creating situations. Like, we'll go on a dog walk, and it'll be like, oh, imagine like reenacting. Like, you're just a passerby. you're sitting on the bench, and you're just out here for a good time, and I'm just walking by. Like, hey, how are you doing?
We make eye contact.
No, but you could literally make like nice storylines.
So, what storylines have you been done recently?
Oh, no, I haven't done many.
You have?
No, but I really want to activate this one. I actually haven't really yet. But not really.
When you role play, do you act as like a character? Like, would you walk in and...
I don't think I'd be able to keep a straight face.
I'd
like, genuinely, I don't
you
think.
Would break role play after
I'd just
like 20
myself
seconds.
Yeah.
You would either piss yourself laughing or you couldn't contain yourself.
Yeah. It's just like, realistically, when...
That's a cool outfit.
If she puts this on, like, it'll be fit as fuck. But it's just like... Would she feel stupid in it? Do you know what I mean? Like, would she feel
daddy.
Ridiculous?
Why, daddy?
Would your father?
Why, daddy?
No, it's just like, you know, I didn't design it.
Wait. Is this like a private joke that she calls you?
No, she doesn't. It just so happens to say father on it. Just but
so happens. I didn't. There was a plain option available as well, but I chose daddy.
Nah, game's a game, but like, do you know what I mean? I just think it's quite good. Well, wouldn't you like to fuck your girlfriend in this?
Preferably not with the word daddy.
I need to be more respectful, actually. That's actually quite aggressive, what I just said. I didn't mean that. What did a bit...
Fuck are you?
No, but it would be good.
Sorry.
It would be good, wouldn't it? Oh, fuck.
When you have to take, wouldn't you? You'd have to take the bottoms off anyway to have sex.
No.
Are they crotchless?
Yeah, obviously. It's a skirt. Wait, it's a skirt. It's a skirt.
I thought they were like
shorts. What do you think it was?
Skirt. Imagine how quality that would be.
Nah, fair enough. I feel that. But not the daddy thing.
I love
these
sort of skirts. Do you know what I mean? Just like quality. I'm being. Wait, I'll stop, brother. I'll stop. Can you not tell anyone? No, please, because I actually think I come across really fucked. I say this every week.
What makes you say that? Seeing ghosts.
Do you think we risk ourselves getting cancelled every week?
Nah, uncancellable. I bait myself out, mate. Like, realistically, like, what are you going to do? What? What's funny? I say it myself, bruv. How are you drinking that Evian water?
Yeah, sorry, it's Buxton.
Should be Buxton. No, but what? You can't cancel us.
Mate, you can't say that because
what
people that say that uncancellable will get cancelled. If you just game
it's
the
tempting
game,
fate.
Oh, okay.
You just have to ignore life and just carry on.
Yeah, I'm just open and honest, and I think that's what's good about this conversation. Like, a lot of people are scared to talk about the things that we talk about.
Yeah,
we're not offensive. There's a big difference between being honest and offensive.
Make ourselves seem like actual weirdos.
We do.
Okay, I do.
You do.
You laugh at me.
You have a pervert as a spirit.
No, but this, okay. Okay, so this is another thing. Oh, I'm fucking real right now. Just like, you know, would it be well all right for you to watch your, like, girlfriend just sort of, like, do like a bikini haul.
As in like a YouTube
bikini. Try on different bikinis and you just sort of like a watch. Like or is that fucked? She's well fit.
Stop saying it like that.
But what do you mean?
Wait, that's
no, it's just like
normal.
Quality.
Yeah, but she's just trying on clothes.
Why do you look like that?
Yeah, you got a boner.
You need to stop, bruv.
Wait, that's like saying, wait, so you watch your girlfriend's like, try on clothes? Shit, isn't it just the sickest thing in the world?
No, you see, like, seeing them
you
walk
had an
around.
Aggressive look on you.
No, seeing them walk around.
Oh, naked?
Were they quite pervy?
Mate, your girlfriend's naked and you're like, yes.
I do celebrate, yeah. Like,
are you a virgin?
That's what it feels like, bruv. When I'm with her.
That's nice though, isn't it?
You're so in love.
No, it's like...
You're actually so in
love. I'm always just like surprised by it. No, not surprised, but like,
you're
wow.
You are surprised that you can get girls.
No, I'm surprised.
16-year-old,
like, how much
well, it would be.
No, because normally, bruv, this is the thing, okay, I'm going to be fucking real right now. Normally, I'd like, oh, yeah, first few times of like doing this, that, and the other, and like, I'm starting to like...
Bored.
Get bored of it. Whereas...
You're in love.
I literally am like, every time, like, wow.
Mate, that's, you know, that's love.
And like, it's just my,
yeah, like,
my
you're
feelings,
in awe of
my
her.
Feelings are just getting stronger and stronger.
Your butterflies every time you see her.
Oh, it's quality.
And your favourite thing about it is the cuddles.
You know, yeah, you know, like when you wake up in the morning and obviously you've slept, but obviously there's that split second where you like forget where you are and then you realise that she's there.
And you actually realise you're in heaven.
And you get to just then snuggle up.
All right, have
you've become us.
Have your views on relationships, marriage,
wait,
change.
Wait,
because you thought you were going to be Wayne. You could be Gary.
Gary! No, see, you know, just like fucking... because I was so dead set against the concept of like monogamy, that like everyone's their own person and like the game's a game, right? But, yeah, like what I've realised is like I'm not out here right now like really like even interested in like other birds at all.
You went from the most single bloke in the world to like, oh yeah, no, there's actually another side to this, and I completely get
it's
everything.
It's quite quality though.
It is cool, isn't it?
But do you think
like,
that...
I bet if you did something cool today, okay, like we'll have something, a funny moment. You'll go
her.
Back later and be like, the first thing you said was going to be like, I can't wait to tell her. Oh, you're so in love. Welcome.
Does it feel nice? Do you feel like...
No!
Do you feel nicer being in a relationship than when...
Whoa.
Not a relationship, but...
Whoa. I've only known her a month.
Yeah, you're in the honeymoon stage?
Yeah, true.
No, it's going to last forever.
Well, no. It's like, see what happens. Like, you've got to be realistic. Like, you know, just got to be realistic. But I'm enjoying myself, is what I'm saying.
You're living in the moment.
Oh, yeah, it's quality.
No, I'm proud of you. Happy for you.
Anyways. Down. Young Philly.
Oh, God.
With his dinner ladies.
Don't call them.
Oh, okay.
Is that part of the problem?
I shouldn't say that then. I'm just quoting what he's been said on Twitter.
You are the problem.
Allegedly, young man Philly, very young man. Young. How old is he?
All right. 25, yeah, I think.
Okay, so he has been exposed allegedly by certain females on TikTok.
It's always TikTok, isn't it?
He blocked me. Well, they do little dances with it, but apparently he slides in DMs. If they refuse, he fucks them off and blocks them. Basically, he is playing the game.
Sorry, but it's bad. But it's like, mate, it's quite funny.
Well, it's just the thing of like, he'll go on his little dating program and be like, she's awful, she's shit.
He's getting blocked.
And then people are saying, oh, but you're going for dinner, ladies. Now,
Stop saying that. You're the problem.
No, this is the point I'm raising. How out of order is that? How must those young ladies feel?
Yeah, no.
When they're but now being like, yes, they're on the plump side.
Plumps.
There's nothing wrong with that. Love is love, and he may be interested in those things.
Everyone's got their type.
Everyone's got their type, bruv. Drizzy Drake openly says, I want them to suck me dry and then get some lunch with them in that song. Was it? Love the type of leg can suck you dry and then eat some lunch with you. You know?
The funny thing about, look, there is a serious side to the Philly thing, but also there's the meme side on Twitter, and some of them are... They're brilliant.
The memes are funny. So funny.
At the end of the day, like, comedy's comedy, funny's funny, game's game. And I think that's going to actually make a rise. Like, obviously, we've all gone very politically correct because that's where the money is. If you be offensive in any way, yeah, you're not getting money because money dictates, like, a lot of things in this world. Now, I think we're going to see a resurgence again of just, like, people being able to be free with their speech and actually everyone realise that, wait, we can actually joke.
It's funny you say this because I've noticed recently, you know how cancel culture, everyone's on board.
Yeah.
Right now, there is this change of tide.
Yeah.
Where people are cancelling cancel culture. Yeah. And we are sort of reversing time and people are sort of just like becoming normal again.
Yeah.
And like, it's going back to how it, not to how it was.
To a point.
Like, everyone's just being like, all right, we get it. Like, game's game.
Yeah, there's got to be a middle ground.
Yeah, there is. There has to be.
We spoke about like edgy jokes, didn't we, before? And you think like, Surely a joke is always a joke.
There is a line, and sometimes it gets crossed.
For example, our waffling audience now, right? Obviously, where we take the piss out of each other, I think they're seeing that they can actually roast us. And we're seeing our comment section getting like very toxic recently. And it's like, obviously for us, we're like, are we all friends here? Like, do you hate us? Or do you want to be our mates? Because like one minute we're getting called awful, evil things.
Goblins.
Yeah, like fucking
Goblin
dirty,
is a horrible one.
Fat, ugly.
But then on the opposite,
Joe's seen better days, fucking. Mate, I was up so early that day and I was feeling shit. Okay, yeah, we're all aging. You're not going to look fit forever, mate. You're going to be wrinkly and ugly at one point. So
everyone looks puffy every now and again. It's fine.
Puffy.
Look, but there are other comments. There are other nice comments. Theo looks more built than Joe.
Well, that's a fucking load of bullshit.
But is it? That's what you got to ask yourself.
Mate, you do look nice and hench nowadays.
But that makes no sense. I
saw in the comments that someone was like, this is the only place where having big arms has been a bad thing.
Yeah,
because like, you've been rinsed for having big arms. Yeah, but like, normally it's like, mate, wow, you look wedge, mate.
But that's just how it goes. It's just like, you only attack something that you feel threatened by. So it's just like, look, if you want these arms, mate, work for them. Don't fucking try and steal
them. Obviously, in the Elliot thumbnail, you were on your tiptoes. We all know that.
I was on my tiptoes.
I want to know.
Just for the frame.
Did you edit your arms?
No. Do they look edited? Mate, that's a compliment.
No, but they look
closer to the camera. So
no, they look out of proportion.
Yeah, it's because I'm close. Like, literally, I'm closer to the camera than you. Plus, the thing is, was it zoomed in? I think when you zoom in,
it's really wide.
It makes things look bigger. So
that's why all of us three look fine.
But obviously, yeah, like, realistically, mate, don't hate. I've been working at the gym since the age of 14. So even though like, I'm not training loads at the moment, classic girlfriend,
I haven't
been training that much, but I'll maintain a level because I think where I've just been like,
Oh, fuck.
Trade that. I'm so easily hateable.
You can rinse him now,
do you know what I mean?
For that.
No, but do you know what? You can rinse me because I'm actually comfortable with
and
who
you can
I am
take
now.
It.
I can take it. I don't put it in straight into the waffling group chat.
Crying about it.
Sad faces.
I just do. I get upset, man. Come
no,
on, bro.
What I think is, like, we, you know, we dish out the banner, we should take it, but sometimes we need a bit of love.
No, and we do. We do. We just don't see it because we're blinded by the good stuff and we only see the bad stuff.
No, that is actually a thing that I notice. Sometimes I'll read, like, you know, you get the recent comments on, like, dashboard or whatever it is. And that's where you see the mean ones because the nice ones are normally, like, top rated. And, like, I'll see all the top rated ones and I'm like, people, they love the show.
Best
that's
thing
brilliant.
To, mate, best
and then
thing
I see, like, the recent ones and it'll be like, God, Luke's a fucking cunt or something. And it's like,
just don't read them, mate.
But you've got to think as well. So we get, on average, what, about 1,000 comments. We get 300,000 views. So it's only 1,000 people. Do you know how much of a percentage that is compared to the people that actually listen? Most people don't comment. You
and
know
then
what I mean?
The percentage of them, which are actually good, probably like 95%.
Yeah, as in, like, they actually love it. Now, on the topic of, like, roasting us ourselves, obviously, we found our yearbook photos and messages. Now, obviously, we've just posted them on the Waffling Instagram. Now, please, can you follow this? Because we're on 92,000. We really want to get to 100K as a collective. And you're probably not following it, so just do, because we're very naughty on there. Anyways, should we show up our photos? So, Tom, get me up for now. It's Joe Weller, and I've put, it's been emotional, lads. Love, heart.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Every time.
Tom bleep that.
Well, I can't say that.
Well, I don't know. I don't.
We don't know. We've talked about not being cancellable
in this
episode. Like, and then we don't want this
that.
To be the episode.
We all say that. Okay, Tom, just bleep it. Like, don't actually fully take out. I said something there that I think if we were in the presence of anyone, that would just be acceptable to say.
I do have a question about this photo.
Go on then, lad.
Like, did we have to put our own photos in this book?
Yeah, we chose our photo, yeah.
You actually went out of your way and chose
good
that.
There. I mean, I look like I do suck knob.
But
you do. Do you know what you look like? You look like you're tensing in your jaw. That is your...
For the listeners, can you try and explain the
yeah, so
the
basically,
photo.
I'm standing there. I've chosen a black and white photo. That's my webcam. So I've set this all up myself. I'm on my own. And I've sort of like posed. By the way, that t-shirt says Wellard on it. Yeah, it does say Wellard, but you can't see it because it's cropped
self-given.
Out. But yeah, I thought I looked really smexy in that. Would you?
Yours is nothing.
Mine is the worst.
Oh my
the worst.
God.
That is arguably the cringiest photo I've ever seen in my life.
It's horrible.
Look and the fact that you've edited it all black and white, except the blue top, because you're indie.
So basically, if you can't see it because you're listening, Luke has got his tongue out. He's
it's that classic year
I'm doing that like Jaden Smith look as well, where I'm sort of like sad,
he's,
but like
your hair
raising
he's
my
like
eyebrows.
He's looking a bit emo.
Your hair's very One Direction as well.
Yeah. And then Theo, your one,
just
I mean,
cool,
fuck
like,
me up the arse, he's fit. Look at that haircut. But what is that? Fuck off.
YOLO, it's all banter. Enjoy school. I did. I'm not being funny. Out of all three photos, I have the best photo.
Yeah,
I actually look like a legend.
Yours is a cop-out because it's a photo when you're actually young at the time.
Mate, I look like a legend.
Whereas like me and Joe were trying to look sick
if
and
you
ice.
Looked at the yearbook photos and you saw me, you think, he's a fucking crazy bastard.
Well, you would think he is a bastard. but at that age, didn't you win best footballer of the year?
You're at footballer of the year.
Do you think Theo would be good at football? Because I think people are stereotypical, right? Often people say, oh yeah, Theo's so sick of football, but you wouldn't think that. And I'm like, why wouldn't you think that? He looks like he watches Star Wars and Star Trek on a regular basis.
not Star Trek.
But he is the second best footballer in the room.
You fucking prick.
But yeah, let us know. What are your school photos like? Have you got any? Send them in. Oh,
Don't send them in.
That's fucked.
Looking at stuff like this, does it ever make you miss school? Because
it's nostalgic, isn't it?
Yeah, but thinking back, you only think back to the best parts of school, like lunchtime and whatnot, but you never think of like triple science
lessons.
Or something.
Yeah,
but
man.
100-meter champ.
I was the 200-meter champion. Yes, I was the 200-meter champion.
Didn't you?
I did fake an injury. Okay, Shadish.
Basically,
right?
What happened was I absolutely smoked him in 100 meters.
Bullshit.
Did you go to hospital and fake it?
So this is fucked, boys. No, this is fucked. I just won 200 metres. Smashed it. But I was still tired. And they were straight away like, oh, got to do 100 metres now. Mate, my adrenaline's just dumped. I'm not present. Anyways, on your marks, get set, go. We start running. Yes, I do realise I'm last. So I do fall over and pretend that I've pulled or broken my leg. I didn't even know what I was making out, but I was like, oh, my leg. And they call an ambulance. And at this point, I'm like, fuck, I'm in too deep now, boys. I've got to continue it. Anyways, I then still go along with it. And they're like pressing it. And, oh, does it hurt here? And I'm like... Yes, and I'm like making it up. They fucking drive to my mum's work, get her to leave work, get in the ambulance with us, take us to Brighton Hospital.
No, not Brighton.
Yeah, man, where I'm like, yeah, man. I'm getting examined, and like by the end of it, they're like, oh yeah, we think it's like they couldn't work out what it was. I
just
still
it was
went
nothing.
Along. It was nothing.
I bet they said, oh, you got a sprained ankle.
Yeah, and I just yeah.
Did you tell your mum? Were you in the back of the ambulance?
No. Only in recent time I've told my mum. But have you ever faked an injury because you're doing shit? You fake loads of injuries. You can fake cry. No. You do it all the time.
I don't.
It's not fake.
Is it not fake?
It's not fake. It's real. It's pain.
But yeah, like, have you ever faked an injury to get out of something, or faked like not wanting to have sex with someone, so you sort of fake? Oh, I'm feeling really unwell. Just like I'm so ill.
Oh, fuck.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you never faked?
Come on, brother.
Brother.
Come on, say. Have you or not?
No, I've had legitimate injuries that have put me out of action before.
But you've never faked an injury to get out of shagging.
No, because. Why would I not shag?
He doesn't get it a lot, so when the opportunity arises, he fucking jumps
in
it.
Hang on a sec. We sort of really blew over the fact that I was a 100-metre champion 2 years around at school.
Oh, where?
And then I got put third on the relay. Do you know how livid I was?
Well, you are...
15 years on.
Yeah, but you took all that shit way too seriously
at
school.
Got scouted by Eastbourne Running Club at the relay.
You got scouted?
Yeah.
Why did you never go through with it? Just like you got scouted to play for Crystal Palace and never went through with it. Why,
Theo? Well, that's a bit different. I had to move to... Well, I was a bit scared to join Eastbourne Running Club. I didn't really fancy it.
Wait. You got scouted by Crystal Palace and you wouldn't take it because you would have had to move to Croydon.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't like a you're going pro. It's a scholarship programme. So you do work at the same time as play. Right. Like,
why wouldn't you take that opportunity?
I was a pussy.
Do you regret it now?
No. Because I wouldn't have made it pro.
How do you know?
How do you know, brother?
What are the chances? What are the chances that you make it pro?
Well, this is the thing. This is what I'm realising more and more now. Like, you've got to spend as much time out of your comfort zone when you're doubting yourself and thinking you can't do it. But proving to yourself that you can is the only way that you start getting stronger and stronger.
I think I've achieved more in this life than if I went down the Crystal Palace life.
Maybe, fair play.
But we'll never know.
We'll never know. But
I never
would have
played at Wembley.
I mean, yeah, we've still got to do more than most footballers will ever do.
We've done more. Mate, I've got more goals at Wembley than Messi. Fact. Put that on my fucking tombstone.
Fucking hell. That is quality, isn't it?
You know what I'm saying?
Whose team were you playing for?
The losing team.
Because you two had a bit of beef over that, didn't you?
Why?
Because I swear, like, you posted, like, that like best day of my life.
And I was like, worst day of my life. I was livid.
Mate, that literally was the best day of my life.
Yeah, but if I scored that goal that you scored, I wouldn't have given a fuck about the result.
I didn't care.
Just quality.
Mate, we were losing, like, 6-4.
Play it now, Tom. Play the goal. Play the goal over the top. Look at it.
We were losing, like, 6-4 in, like, a 90th minute. I fucking did a McGeady spin, lost the ball, went up and scored. I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah, no, it was
quality. Didn't you fucking, like, dance around Jamie Carragher as well?
Yeah, put him on the ground.
He had to elbow me in the neck.
Yeah. Actually, boys, have we ever spoken about the Carragher beef on
Jamie him? Carragher?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, haven't. No, I don't think we truly have.
I don't remember.
Well, obviously, in the Wembley Cup, play this clip, Tom. Obviously, you know, what?
You're fucking, like, you know when he kicked out at you?
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't as bad as when he elbowed me in the neck.
Yeah, I know.
And mine just went under
the
radar.
But this is the thing, so tell the story.
I got clarted, mate.
Tell the story. What happened with Carragher?
Okay, so basically, early on in the game, me and him had a 50-50 for a ball that was going out of play, and I absolutely shoved him to the ground. And I out-muscled him, probably made him feel like a little pussy. But like, basically, like that is just like the facts. And I'm like, exaggerating, but I'm also not exaggerating. That is what happened. I put him on his ass. And see if you can get that clip, Tom, and play it over the top. Because basically, following that, there was a goal kick... So like a few minutes after, and it came over. It was coming to me and him, and instead of like challenging for the ball, he just booted me.
Yeah. But right? I think me and you also had a bit of respect for him during it because he was calling us pussies and cunts during the game.
Because that's the
but
thing.
I actually rated that.
It was a fucking friendly.
No, but
it's that thing again. You only attack what you feel threatened by.
Yeah, we were good.
And as an old retired player, he was probably thinking like, look. I'm not letting these YouTube mugs like
of course
get anything on me. I'm battering these cunts. So it's like realistically, fair play to him, but at the same time, like what you're not gonna, well, we're not gonna just sit it's, there and
it
take
was,
that
it
shit.
It was that competitive nature coming out. Yeah. I don't think he could stop it. Like, yeah. He only knows winning.
Yeah.
And if he isn't winning.
Well, he doesn't. He plays for Liverpool.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, he only knows trying to win.
Trying to win and but failing.
He like shouted something at
Liverpool
you, didn't
fans
he?
Are going to be going mental. Basically, yeah, I just got to live it because he was like, fucking cunt, this, that, and the other. Like, he was just
quite funny.
Shouting like. Bare abuse. It was like, rah, you're feeling that like.
Wait, like, you give. I give
you
it know, back. You give it back.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like,
you,
yeah, a little
you
bit.
Wouldn't give
I mean,
it back. You
mate,
did.
I've got, mate, on a
football pitch, he does get leery.
I'm a leery little shit. Like, I'm actually a bastard on the pitch. But, mate, I tried. I said the night before to True Georgie, I was like, I'm going to Aidan McGeady spin Jamie Carragher tomorrow.
And you did?
Well, I tried.
Oh.
Fucked it massively. Yeah. Only 35,000 people. Imagine I did it. Just nutmegged him.
Mate, the whole place would have gone mental.
Oh, bye.
Yeah. But said, then... Obviously, yeah, following that, he then elbows you in the face, roll that clip, and it was just a full massive thing of just like, I heat at the moment, obviously, we lost as well, so obviously I'm livid about that. But I then get on social Mate. Media after
oh,
the game
God.
And find a photo of Jamie Carragher where he's off his nut on Mandy in
you
Ibiza.
It was
yeah, this is unconfirmed just before we get a fucking
this
defamation case through the post.
This is why he deleted
the
tweet
box.
In the end.
Because I'll try Sky, not say
no, say it, but we're not 100% sure what okay. was going on in this.
Yeah,
but what you alluded to was that he was smashing gear or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, because it was so like realistically impulsive, and I just posted this photo out saying, "At Sky Sports, is this really what you
so
want
bad.
Representing your brand?" Because like, mate, and it was like, yeah, I did take it too far.
You just played in like this charity game of about yeah. 35,000.
I remember True Geordie just being like, "Bruv, like, don't do it, I'm fucking doing it.
don't do it."
Yeah, just like I just did it, and look, at the end of the day,
did he ever message
you? ever since, apparently he did. Carragher did a talk show thing on stage, and he got asked about me, and he was just like, he just slagged me off. Yeah, he's just like,
of course he would. He fucking like came for his life.
I don't think he likes you very much. Can you blame him?
In my defense, I've done a few shoots with him. He's just a sound.
Yeah,
I bet if we like met and actually had a conversation, it would be like fine. It's just that right now there's this thing of like classic competitive alpha shit.
Yeah, it is.
Where like we've only got certain information to go off by on each other, and we're just assuming that each other are cunts.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. He is a bastard, but he's a funny bastard.
Actually,
bastard.
I got something to talk about on the issue of beef. Obviously, last podcast you talked about like all the sidemen jumping in the ring and celebrating with JJ and saying you'll never forget that. Now, like, loads of the comments were like, what did you expect? They're all his best friends.
Yeah.
But like, what I was getting from what you were saying is that it wasn't the fact they jumped and celebrated with him. That's understandable.
Yeah.
It was the fact that no one reached out to you and like tried to see how everything was. Like, oh, like, well done, mate. Like, sorry.
Yeah,
now
basically, that's what I'm saying. Obviously, they're going to jump in and celebrate with their mate. Obviously. I've got no qualms with that. It was more of just like the concept of, okay, supposedly you are also my mate, even though you're more his mate, you are also my mate. You jump in the ring, you celebrate, but you're not going to, like, I don't know, see if I'm all right. I mean, fair enough if not, but like, it's just sort of, there were certain people that I've been, you know, close to. In the YouTube game that you just would have thought, even afterwards reached out, even afterwards seen like, you know, what how are you doing or whatever, and there wasn't really any of that. Plus, on top of that, it almost is like the sense of, you know, I used to be invited along to certain shoots, like people would want to collab. It was just like instantly dropped in all sense. Whereas if I won, I wouldn't be surprised if they were all jumping on, you know, me and wanting to like collaborate. I don't know, like you got to think
yeah,
like because people, mate, before mine and JJ's fight, there was so much hate on JJ. Like he, like the crowd was chanting my name. Everyone was like, JJ's like whatever, this, that, and the other. Obviously, when you become a winner, it's interesting to see how people's perception of you
changed.
But it's
JJ.
Mate, literally, and that's true. It's because like a winner is inspirational. No one wants to be a loser. So when someone is a winner and you know, people take something from that. So it's sort of, I just find it interesting how like a lot of people's perception changed when, you know, a winner becomes a winner and a loser becomes
a loser.
And to
be fair, there were a couple of people that did go out of the way. We just didn't name
them. Like you said that Simon, Mini Minter, tried to come in my dressing room
obviously
afterwards to see me.
Yeah.
And obviously, you told me that today.
I wasn't even allowed in. Like, no one was allowed in your dressing room.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
That's a gesture that...
But I didn't know that Simon wanted to come in. Like, that's the first thing today that I've learned of that. bottom line is, I have no beef with any of the YouTubers. Like, it's what it is, mate. It's far in the past now. I understand that, like, no one's got any bad blood or whatever. It's just, obviously, yeah, just talking on that point. That's how I felt.
Yeah, and I think as well, last episode obviously was going to bring up old emotions and old feelings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think everyone is just... I think everyone right now is just an adult.
Mate, yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're all grown up, bro.
Everyone's got beards and shit like that.
Yeah, like, it's... Damn, it's
all,
yeah.
Like, we're all... Water we're under all... the bridge of everyone, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So Theo has just announced he's got a story that he wants to quickly say, and it's really important because I've got one that I want to quickly follow it up with, so don't go anywhere. But
this
Theo...
is the most craziest thing that happened to me during lockdown.
Okay.
Okay, so I was on a bike ride, mm-hmm. and I came out on my road, and this woman in front of me had, like, these pink socks. It was very recognisable who this woman was, okay? And whatever. I was like, oh, that's an interesting sock. Okay.
Said no one ever.
Look how red I'm going. 3 hours later, I'm coming back home after a long bike ride after 3 hours. I'm on my bike, the same road, and I look up, and this woman is ahead of me again. 3 hours later, that's the story.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, wait, I know it's shit. I know it's shit, but what are the chances in the middle of London, 3 hours later? Come on. That's pretty nuts.
No, it's good. No, it's good. It's good. It's good. That was good. That was
mate,
good.
It was so shit, but in the moment, I was like, yo, this is mental. The boys are not going to believe what's happened.
Did you tell them, like, instantly? Like, as in your like, mates up there?
Told everyone.
And they were just like, right.
They were like, whoa.
So, I have got another story. No, that was good. I mean, I would have been blown away by that person. But fuck me up the arse. No, no, no. Anyways. So this age, I'm going to end on a question from a lady.
A lady?
Yeah, because I actually thought you guys may have encountered this. Now, hi, Wafflers. Love the pod. Theo, you're fucked. No, I just made up that bit. I don't know
it's
why. It's
starting to sound very JD to me, that was.
JD? Mm. JD Sports? Mm. Oh, what? Oh, that? Yeah, 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 don't worry.
Don't anyways, talk about
right,
that.
I'm a female in my mid-20s, been with my boyfriend for 9 years, basically like you lot, but I always feel shy in the bedroom. No, not shy to take my clothes off or anything, just shy or embarrassed about doing things I want to do for him. How can I overcome it? I literally have no idea how to build up the confidence to do what I want. I've always thought about doing strip teases, etc. But I find it mortifying in the actual moment and could never go through with it. Please help me sex it up.
So she's trying to try something new in the bedroom with her boyfriend, but doesn't really have the confidence
it's
to do
basically,
it.
Basically, right, the concept of the girl taking the lead almost in a certain way, because that, there, she's giving the energy. She's doing things to him. Right?
Giving the energy.
No, no, but it's true. Now, stereotypically, not even stereotypically, but like, you know, science and that lot, men are wired to initiate sex. No, they just start. They initiate the sex. They get the rush of dopamine, which makes them want to act on how they're feeling impulsively, right? And shag, okay? So maybe naturally it doesn't come as natural, well, yeah, as naturally to some women to give the energy. I like
will,
that.
I will say this.
Go on, brother.
This should give her the biggest load of confidence.
Go on, brother.
The best thing a man can happen to him is the woman initiate the sex and come on.
No
to him.
Fucking yes, way. That's not is. The best thing yes. in the world.
Well, obviously not in the fucking world. Oh. But like, but do you not love it when they come on to you?
Yeah, but I'm
like,
at
you
the same
feel
time.
Wanted.
But I think also like
makes you feel wanted.
No, but I do. Loved. I do understand in that like for some geezers to have that happen where the girl takes the lead can because a lot of geezers are high control individuals like myself, right? Having when the girl takes the lead, sometimes it could feel like you're out of control and it's like.
Emasculated.
I don't know. Yeah, like demasculated.
Wait, would you not love it?
No, mate. Obviously, yeah. But as in, I do understand yeah, how yeah, some understand. Geezers may also feel a bit like, whoa, yep. I'm out of control. Like, I want to be in control. Also, if you're like addicted to wanking and you're all normally in control of your pleasure.
I think we were talking about that.
But it's true. Like, basically. Anyway, so. No,
stop talking about yourself again.
No, but anyways, the bottom line is, like, the more... Because this is why I used to fuck it when I was younger, like first started having sex. The more you try and enjoy the moment, the more enjoyable it's going to be for them. So rather than worrying about the actual physical actions of what you're doing and if it's perfect and if it's how they're going to judge it and blah, 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 they're only going to get awkward energy from that, Whereas if you're like, I want to enjoy pleasing my man or woman, right, then that, and that's the energy you're bringing, enjoyment, then that's going to make it be far more sexual than worry, worried energy.
Focus on giving rather than receiving, and both of you will enjoy pleasure.
Yeah, focus on enjoyment.
You know what, look, right, if she wants to try new things, I don't even think that's necessarily her, like, taking control in the bedroom. That might be her just, like, okay, the striptease might be, like, a bit of a control thing, but they're, like, she might also be having thoughts about certain positions that she's unsure about. I think you just got to firm it. Just go for it.
They've been together 9 years. Like,
but maybe in other areas, it may be that he gives off energy that if she was to try something, she gets made to feel silly if it's wrong.
Yeah, I get you.
And it's like, because I know I accidentally do that, like, as in people can feel judged by me. Like, as in, like, you may be feared to try something out of the ordinary, fear of me shutting it down and, like, saying that's shit.
Like isn't it? About stories.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, prime example, like, you get wankers like me
I just want to
that
talk
accidentally
about my cat.
Just make people feel shit all the time.
Oh, that's a bit sad.
Do I?
Not all the time.
But sometimes.
Not all the time.
Well, sometimes you do, yeah.
It's because sometimes you got a tone of voice.
Oh, fuck.
That's not that deep. It's just who you are.
I've got a horrible tone of voice that makes everyone feel shit.
No, not all the time. Sometimes. I think everyone does.
Fuck.
Wait, is this a new realisation?
Nah.
Surely new.
it's a bit dodgy though, isn't it? But yeah, like, it's easy to feel judged, and I know I do that. Yeah, you want your lady to feel like she can do anything. I definitely prefer blowjobs standing up.
Where's this come from?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, is it not? No, do you know what it is? I think when I'm laying down, like, actual gravity of, like,
pulls his cock down. That's why it's shorter.
No, actual gravity, like, when I'm stood up, like, it's like the blood and the sensation feels more when I'm stood up.
No, on a level, I feel that, because what I like is when
I feel that, bro.
When the girl is squatting and doing it.
Oh yeah, there's fucking, I think there's an ear of dominance. No, no, no.
Do you reckon that's why I like wank into the shower?
Yeah, you what? Yeah, but you wank into the shower with the shower off. You did that in LA when we were sharing a room, buddy. I heard you.
You were sitting,
I set up a camera.
You were sitting in your bed while me and Luke were asleep, noshing one off and spunking all over yourself.
I've done that for years.
Perfect. That's not right though. That's not.
That is a bit, like, you are at one with your spirit.
I'm really fucked up, fam.
I don't think, no. I mean, look.
I'm fucked geezer.
What we've taken away from this is that your spirit animal is literally a pervert.
It ain't right. It ain't good, but I do love it.
I go to football training.
No, you haven't got to go to football training.
It's the 29th. Lockdown is over.
Lockdown is over?
Well,
something.
No, I think, like, certain restrictions
have
been lifted.
Sports and activities are back.
Oh, what, like, as in, like, bubble, out of bubble parties?
No, if you have an arranged...
Fucking
no.
BJ parties.
No, BJ, what if...
BJ?
BJ?
BJ? No one said blowjobs, buddy.
He said the BJ party.
He said DJ
party. DJ, like Parallel 9. What do you think of the Parallel 9 jerseys? For those of you that missed the last episode... Don't be too excited. Yeah, follow my new DJ tour with Elliot. Parallel 9. That's what this is. Here it is. Continue.
Well, he was ending. He was rounding up the show.
Oh, he's rounding up the show. Well, let us know, you lot. What?
I've got a cool collab coming tomorrow.
Oh, you're collaborating with someone? Who?
Ben Foster.
That is cool. He's become a YouTuber, hasn't he?
His video is sick.
Yeah, I think if more actual athletes that were in the professional game
filmed, we'd all love that
insight.
Alfonso Davis, he does it, doesn't
bangs
he?
It. It may, yeah. If Watford go to the Prem, he's going to be vlogging.
Waffling?
Watford go to
oh,
the
Watford,
Prem.
Oh, Watford, yeah.
He's going to be vlogging versus City.
Yeah, mate, that'd be sick.
Well, yo, Aguero. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so anyways, let us know, you lot. Do you want us to speak about any more interesting topics? Like, actually let us know, because we've got far more episodes coming up.
And they don't have to be sexual.
Would you like us to, like, get high as a fucking kite and do an episode?
In Amsterdam.
Obviously, if we went to Amsterdam and it was totally legal, right? Because realistically, we've had this idea of, like, we want to do little, like, pay-per-views.
Well, it's so in between seasons, because we're doing seasons, we're going to have breaks. So we're thinking if we drop, like, one pay-per-view, it's not going to be a lot of money.
Basically, like, £2, mate. Like, yeah. Obviously, like, £2. What's that, like, a bottle of Buxton?
Not like, a fun dog trip to Dam.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, basically, we want to... Stop. We want to do, like, £2 each, and we'll do what? Like, really fucked up, dodgy episodes? That bloody would, worth it, mate.
That'll go well for you.
What do you mean? I'll be even more loose. Imagine the shit I'll come out with. I've got secrets in here, mate, and they firmly
they
locked.
Never should, they never need to come out, ever.
They might, though. If you... Yeah, so we're basically doing OnlyFans, but for getting fucked.
Right. I just imagined us, like, dressing this
the pay-per-view could be anything.
Yeah, it could be anything, but tell us some suggestions if you, like, can think of any. And if you've got to this point, please comment down below saying, Joe, I can't wait for the Parallel 9 DJ tour that you and Elliot are doing.
You big
I'm going to be front row, and I might give you
whoa.
Some jelly beans.
If you know what I mean.
Date rape drugs.
No one said anything about that.
Well, that's what you're alluding to.
Jelly beans? Not. Is that a nickname?
Jelly beans?
Oh, is it like pills? Or Mandy?
Right, what? Well, thanks for watching.
Anyways, right. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. It's been actually quite good. Very varied discussions and just like interesting points. Please follow us on social. So at Waffling Podcast on Instagram. And
Road
at
to 100K.
Yep. And at Waffling Pod on Twitter.
And
Facebook that I always forget, just like
Waffling Podcast.
Yeah, because we're going to be uploading clips and videos to that very, very soon. So, yeah, I hope you've enjoyed us. We've been waffling, you've been you, and we'll see you next time. Bye. Woo.
I just imagined us dressing this room up and pretending we're in Amsterdam.
Oh, surely,
mate, we could easily do that.
Yeah.
No. Cut the cameras.